Oh God, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for lifting up your countenance upon us. Thank you, O God, for shining upon us and smiling at us. We are so grateful, for our path will shine brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise in this place. Somebody give God a praise in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I welcome you once again to this month's ALO service, Abundant Life Worship Experience service. Thank you, praise team, and thank you, technical team, and all the people working behind the scenes to make this service wonderful. And thank you for taking the time to join us. Oh, God bless you. It is interesting and wonderful that we come together online like this, worshiping together, praising the Lord from different countries. What a blessing it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and take our confession. 2025 confession. Hallelujah. Our year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs, and breakouts, and fresh oil. Glory to God. 1, 2, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs, and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing, nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, and the right plans, and with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I will reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness, no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Christ who infuses me with inner strength. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings and adversary, the victory is won, and the victory and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the long lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet. With long life he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Go ahead and take your seats. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always a blessing to minister the word of God, and I'm grateful to God for the opportunity, and also to our senior pastor, Reverend Kyle Tadese, for this opportunity. Father, I commit this service into your hands. As the word comes forth, O God, I pray that my heart will indict a good matter. My lips will be filled with grace. Make my tongue like the pen of a ready writer. Inscribe upon the hearts of your children the infallible word of God in the name of Jesus. Grant us illumination and spiritual understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. This morning I am ministering on the theme, the power of God in the believer's life. The power of God in a believer's life. Beloved, God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. God desires that his power and his glory is revealed in our lives. The power of God manifests in many ways. The power of God manifests in many ways. God's desire is that his power is made manifest in our lives, in our businesses, in our family, in our ministry, in our health, and every area and everything that concerns us. God reveals his power by his works. God's power changes the dynamics of a story. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, God demonstrated his power when he spoke words to change the face of the earth. Bible says, when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, light be. And there was light. That was God demonstrating his power. His power. And to today, he upholds the heavens and the earth with the power of his hand. Glory to God. In the book of John chapter 2, when Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding, that was a public display of God's power and glory. It was a public display of God's power and glory. Oh, by it, the Bible says by it, John chapter 2 verse 11, by it, he displayed his greatness and his power openly. Beloved, God's power was again demonstrated when he parted the Red Sea. We know this story. God's power was demonstrated again when he raised Christ from the dead. Most Christians don't have a problem at all acknowledging that God is powerful. The problem is they don't acknowledge or understand that his power is in them and working on their behalf. The power of God not really works towards us who believe. The power of God also works in us. We're going to read that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. Actually, let me start from verse 15. It says, wherefore, Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him to sit at the right hand of in heavenly places. Beloved, God's power does not only work towards us who believe, it also works inside. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 20. Beloved, if I had God's power, I think I would know. Some people will say that. The fact is that you can't actually have it and not know it. You can't have it and not know it. Amen? So Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus. And he says, I pray that you may understand. That you may understand what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards you who believe. He says, I pray that you get the spiritual wisdom, the spirit of revelation about this, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. So it is possible that you can have God's power available to you and yet never benefit from it. You never benefit from it. You never benefit from it. Paul, why are you praying for us? We are not vision impaired. We are not blind. Why are you praying for our eyes? What is happening? To be flooded with light. Paul says, it is my heart cry that the scales fall off of your eyes. He wanted them to see something. He wanted them to know something. Beloved, there are things that God wants us to know. There are things that are a mystery unto us. The Bible says those things are made known to us by revelation. And so Paul says, it's important that you know this. It is important that you have a revelation of this exceeding greatness of this power that is at work in you and through us and on our behalf. My dear, Paul says, I want you to get this. Get this. Get this understanding. You may be listening to something and not understand. You may be in a meeting like this, hearing the word of God, but not understand. The Ethiopian eunuch, the Bible says, read Isaiah and did not understand. Philip came and asked him, do you understand what you're reading? So it is possible that you may be hearing the word and not understand. And so Paul says that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Beloved, if the word we hear is going to have an impact in our lives, we need the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. Because if we don't understand something, it does not make sense to us, and it will not benefit us. I pray in the name of Jesus that your eyes will be flooded with light. Hallelujah. Let me read that scripture again in the Amplified. Let's take it one by one and work our way through. Ephesians chapter 1, again from verse 17. I'm reading from verse 17 in the Amplified. It says, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints set apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength." The Passion Translation reads, "I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of his immense power as it works through you. This is mighty power." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So number one, that we will know the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of God's power. Number two, that we will understand the power. Number three, that we'll experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you and I through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power is made available to us who believe. This immeasurable power, unlimited power, surpassing power, is made available to you and I. Glory to God. Beloved, we are empowered when we are overpowered when we don't know what is on the inside. One of the reasons why God's power is not experienced is because people just don't know that is available. There is power invested in you. Beloved, I said there is power invested in you. God's power is in you. It is not man's power. It is not your pastor's power. It is God's power. This power is not from energy drink. This power is not generated from the gym. It is invested in you by God himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Paul says we are vessels and carrier of that carry God's power. He said, it is important that you know that you have the revelation of the exceeding greatness of his power, which is at work in you, for you, through you, and on your behalf. It is working. It is working in you. It is working on your behalf. It is working through you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The key is that the power works towards those who believe. The power of God works towards those who believe. Those who believe. That means all of us who believe can experience the power, the manifestation of the power of God in our lives, through our lives, and on our behalf. It does not say that this power works towards the super saints, those who are jim jim. This does not say this power works towards the sistering and the brethren. And it does not say this power works towards the special apostles, the chief apostles, emeritus, Lord bishops. No, it didn't say that. He says to those who believe. Do you believe? The qualification is faith. The qualification is faith. Many do not experience his power because they don't believe. Where there is no faith, the power is inactive. Hallelujah. When faith is not at work, the power can't work in us. When faith is not at work, the power can't work for us. When faith is not at work, the power can't work through us and behind behalf and on her behalf. God's power works in us and through us when our faith is active. Active. God's power exceeds the power of any situation or circumstance. If we believe that, we would never be afraid. If God is for us, who can be against us? Bible says the same power was demonstrated when Christ was raised from the dead. The power of God defied all odds, raised Jesus from the dead, broke through the heavens, and set him far above principalities and powers. Far above any problem, far above any situation. It is that same power that is at work in you and I who believe. If that mighty power brought life to a dead body, it can surely bring healing to the sick. It can fix any problem. It can take care of any situation. God's power empowers us. God's power empowers us. God's power is all encompassing. It does not just deal with healing and sickness and disease. It does not just raise Christ people from the dead. It also empowers us to succeed. It always empowered us to succeed in life. Jesus, that same power empowered him to ascend into heaven. He didn't go by elevator. Hello? It was the power of God that took him up to glory. This same exceeding greatness of power that God manifested in raising Christ from the dead into the heavenlies is available. I will say it again. Available in you, available for you and I, and failure to appropriate this power will result in defeat. The same power empowered Jesus to do ministry work. Bible says after he has been tempted by the devil, he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee. And his fame went through the region. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 This advertisement was not made by billboards. Oh, it was not on billboards. It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus was advertised, that his fame. Well, did you see that when we read Ephesians chapter 1 in this Passion Translation? Let me go back to that. Passion Translation. It says, if you know this power in you, if you understand it, if you have a revelation that God made it available in you, invested it in you, your life will be an advertisement of power as it works through you. He says, I have paraphrased it. If you know this power is in you, if you understand it, if you have a revelation that God made it available to you, invested it in you, your life will be an advertisement of power as it works through you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Beloved, your life as a believer who knows and understands the revelation of the greatness of his power that is at work in you, knows that this power is working. This power is working. This power is going to announce you. This power is going to bring fame. This power is what is going to advertise you. This power is going to make people know. In fact, people will just know that you carry power. Your life will speak power. Your life will speak power. How do we get this power? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Ye shall receive power from where? From the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. Power for what? Power to live an empowered life as a believer. Power to live a victorious life. Power to live fear-free life. Power for your assignment. Power to declare the word of God with boldness. Power to stand in the face of adversity. Power to heal the sick and to raise the dead. Power for all things that pertains to life and godliness. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, according to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Beloved, whereby, verse 4 says, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, that we might be divine partakers of this power. We must be divine partakers, not spectators. We must participate. We qualify to be partakers, people who have power, the same power. According to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That means whatever is missing in your life is within the jurisdiction of God's power. And he has released that power to those of us who believe. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, indeed, we proclaim your majesty. We proclaim your mighty power. We proclaim it, Lord. We proclaim it, Lord. Lord, yes, come upon us. Now we receive your power. Oh, let your presence, oh God, fall upon us. Somebody says, Lord, release your power over my life. Lord, release your power over my children. Lord, release your power over my family. Lord, release your power over my business. Lord, release your power over my ministry. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Beloved, you see, you can choose to receive power or reject it. Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, he says, tarry here in Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Tarry, tarry, tarry. Wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Wait on the power of the Holy Spirit. Wait to be infused with the power of the Holy Spirit. Wait to be invested, for the power to be invested in you until you are endued with power. And we see that in the book of Acts chapter 2, we see that the presence of the Holy Spirit filled up them, rested upon them, filled them with power, and they began to speak with boldness, boldness, boldness. Beloved, it takes the power of God to birth the purposes of God in your life. It takes the power of God to birth the purposes of God in your life. Bible says, when the angel visited Mary and told her she was going to have a child, Mary said, who, me? I don't have a husband yet. I've never seen a man. How am I going to have a child? He said, you know what? The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Glory to God. Oh, may the Holy Spirit, may the power of God, may it overshadow you. May the power of God overshadow you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, God's power is greater than anything we experience or anything we are going through. Yes, Bible says we are kept by the power of God. Hey, it is one thing to be kept by the power of God through faith. It is another thing to live daily by this power. It is one thing to be kept by the power of God, and it is another thing to live a daily life by this power. Living an empowered life. So no matter what we are going through, we have to remember one thing, that God's power is greater than any circumstance, any situation, any problem, any trouble that we are experiencing. Whatever we may face in life, from financial problems to health challenges to any kind of adversity, God's power is more than enough to change the dynamics of the situation. It will cause you to be victorious. It will cause you to be victorious. Bible says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can imagine or think, according to the power that is working in us. According to the power. Beloved, whatever God does in our lives, he does it according to his power that is at work in our lives, within us. And he does it super abundantly, far and above our imagination. Beloved in Christ, life can be very challenging. Ministry can be challenging. Business can be challenging. We go through the storms of life. But then when we go through the challenges of life and the storms of life, instead of looking unto Jesus, instead of looking up to God so that we can experience God's supernatural power, we begin to cry, we begin to complain, we turn to men, we turn to systems, all for solutions and answers. But Apostle Paul says that your faith must be in the power of God. Let me read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 5. It says that our faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Beloved, let's not underestimate the power of God. Let's not underestimate what the power of the Holy Spirit can do for us in a split second. It is not about what we can do. No, it's not. It's about what God can do. It's not about what men can do. It's not about what systems can do. It is about what God can do. With him, nothing is impossible. Bible says he made the heavens and the earth by his great power. Nothing is too difficult for our Father to do. It is his ability, not our ability, that works out our problems. It is about what the power of God can do. We fret, we worry, we are anxious, we keep our focus on our problems. We do that so much that we forget that there is God. A God who has a track record of raising children and releasing them from their afflictions. Bible says Paul was imprisoned with Silas. They prayed, they sang, and they called upon God. In his majestic power, the Father suddenly created an earthquake and the prison doors were opened. Prison doors were opened. Hallelujah. Actually, the Bible says immediately all the doors, not some of them, all the doors were opened. Health doors were opened. Financial doors were opened. Ministry doors were opened. Marital doors were opened. Career doors were opened. Hallelujah. Doors were opened. You see, at times when we fret, instead of waiting on God and trusting in him, we just look somewhere else. Sometimes we want to figure things out. My dear, you can't figure things out in your own strength and in your own power. No, it doesn't work like that. You will fail. if you don't trust in the Lord's power, if you don't trust in the move of God. So the children of Israel faced a lot of challenges. They fought many battles. They went through all kinds of bondages. They forgot about the number of times the power of God was released to deliver them. Instead of lifting up their eyes to the Lord, they cried and they wailed. They were weak and they were weary. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 25, and I read, "To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things. Lift up your eyes. Beloved, when you are in trouble, lift up your eyes. That's why David says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Beloved, your help comes from the Father. Lift up your eyes and look at the Father. He says, look, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. He that bringeth out their hosts by number, calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is as strong in power, not one faileth." Look around you. Who created all the things that you see and still upholds them? Who upholds the nations like a drop in a bucket? Who stretches for the heavens like a curtain? Look around you, the one that parted the Red Sea. Look around you, see. Why are you crying? Why are you saying, says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over my God, from my God." Why are you crying? Why are you giving up? We cry, "I can't do this." We cry, "I am too tired." We cry, "I'm overwhelmed." We cry, "I'm frustrated." We cry, "I'm depressed." We cry and we cry and we cry and we cry. He says, "Why are you crying? Have you not known?" Verse 28. "Have thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Verse 29. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." The Message translation says, "He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts." My dear, don't drop out. He will give you strength. Oh, may the Lord give you strength. Oh, may the Lord give you fresh strength. May the Lord energize you. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord refresh you. May the Lord renew you. May he strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us power. Lord, energize your children. When we are tired and we feel like quitting, empower us. Empower us. We are the vehicle. You are the fuel. Propel us to keep moving. Hallelujah. He says, verse 30, "Even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Beloved, you see, when you read the entire chapter of Isaiah 40, you will see the word faint, weary, faint, weary. Even in verse 40 alone, it appears two times. Again, we see that. In fact, actually, verse 20, from 27 to 31, you will see that Isaiah 40, verse 27 to 31, you see weary, faint three times. The Israelites were exhausted. They were burdened from the challenges and circumstances of life. They weren't just weak in body, they were weak in spirit. Weak in body, weak in spirit. They couldn't endure the hardships of life anymore. They couldn't. God said, "Have you not heard? I don't faint. It's you that faint. Have you not heard? I don't grow weary. Have you not heard that I give power to the faint? I give power to the faint." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he gives might and strength to those who have no might. Beloved, this is who God is. He is a good God. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. How do we get God's strength? Beloved, it is not in the gym. It is not in physical rest, not in exercise, not dieting, not drinking energy drinks. All these sources are good sources for strength. But this diet, exercise, energy drinks cannot give us the inner strength that we need. No. When we come to our end, this energy drink exercise, it can't give us the inner strength that we need. Isaiah acknowledges that the youth, you know, people in their prime of life with perfect health, they have limits. But then the power of God, my dear, has no limits. It's immeasurable and is unlimited. Beloved, when you need power and strength, we need power and strength of God to face the challenges of life. And so Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You can choose to be strong in yourself. It won't work. You can choose to be strong in the Lord. Choose being strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. How do I get this strength? Isaiah says, wait. Wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Wait. Wait is not sitting down or standing, passing time. Wait in the midst of the storm. Be hopeful and expectant, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Wait. Wait, trusting God, who works all things together to work for our good. Wait, trusting God, who makes all things right. Wait. Wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall refresh their strength. They will spread up their wings and begin to soar. Beloved, do you know that when the eagle is soaring, it is the storm that propels him. It is the storm that gives him peace, speed. He flies above the storm. He says, wait, and you mount up with wings above the storm, above the problem, above all that is going on in your life. Wait. Wait. We need a stronger strength to match our challenges. We need a stronger strength to match our challenges. Not those who work for the Lord. Not those who work for the Lord. But those who wait upon the Lord. It's not about doing your part and God also doing his part. Weariness is one of the things that keep us from waiting. When you are worried, you can't wait. Weariness comes when pressure of a thing weighs us down for so long. We get tired, we get despondent, we don't know what to do, we are perplexed, we despair. He says, wait, wait. We come to the place where we feel we cannot carry the burden any longer. The load is too much. This is too much for me. When we are weary long enough, we may faint. If we faint, we will quit fighting. If we give up the fight, give up our faith, we simply resign. Fainting leads to depression. When we weary, we become impatient. What is the solution? He will give us power. He will give us power. He will give the weak power. And he will increase their strength. Weariness is characterized by a sense, I just can't do it anymore. I am too tired. Yes, you can, child. Yes, you can. He gives power to the weary. He gives power to the weary. Don't be emotional. No, you need ability. You need ability. God's ability. God's power. God's power means ability. God's power. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your can't is his can. Your can't is God's can. It can become God's can. He will give you strength. Strength to those who have no might. Don't be weak in faith. Don't be weak. There is strength made available to you. There is power made available to you. In your weakness, he will fortify you with his strength. Beloved, let me tell you something. There's a difference between power and strength. You can have strength, but that doesn't mean you have power or ability. Sometimes you lack the knowledge. Sometimes you lack the technical know-how of something. We are weary when we have no solution to the problems and the challenges we face. We don't have the ability to fix the problem. We are weary because we are overburdened and overwhelmed. David says, when I am overwhelmed, Lord, take me to the rock that is higher than I. Beloved, you can have power and ability. You can have his strength. You can have his strength. He gives power and ability to the faint and the weary. Paul was a man. Paul was a man who faced a lot of pressures and difficulties and challenges in life. Bible says he went to the Lord about his burdens that he couldn't carry it anymore. God says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. My grace. Paul couldn't fight the things in his own strength, even though he was a strong-willed man. His own strength was not enough to deal with the problems. He needed God's surpassing strength and power. So in our weakness, our God will strengthen us and he will make his strength is made perfect in our weakness. What must I do to assess God's strength? Let go of your own strength and embrace his strength. Wait, not in fear, not being impatient. Wait. Wait in faith. Wait in the word of God. Then you will run and you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint. Wait, not in impatience and fear. Wait on the Lord in faith, and your strength will be renewed. Like the eagle, the storms of life will cause you to fly higher, 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 until you are no longer looking at the storm, but down to the enemy, because he is under your feet. May the Lord step into your situation and empower us with his strength. You may feel extremely overwhelmed and weary, but you can trust God. His strength will keep you soaring over and above every storm, every financial storm, every health storm, career storm, what have you. You will fly above it. How do I activate the power of God in my life? Beloved, what triggers the power of God in our life is belief. If only you can believe, all things are possible. When we exercise faith, God's power is released through faith. It is in God's power that we are strengthened. It is in his power our strength is increased. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Wait. Rise up onto your feet as we pray and thank God. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, O God. We ask, O God, that you empower us, strengthen us, give us the grace to wait upon you so we can run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. We will fly like an eagle. In Jesus' name, amen.